Perek Daled Mishnah Aleph still. So we spoke yesterday about a little off topic, how he was going into the issue of humility and the issue of being mevater and all that. Now he goes in a little deeper to explain the concept of Ezeu Gibor Kovish as Yitzra. Who is considered the Gibor? One who is Kovish, who can conquer his Yitzra. And he basically says like this. He says, listen, Chazal tell us that everything in this world is given to you on a silver platter. Whether you're going to be big, strong, blonde, white, everything is given to you on a silver platter. If you're strong, that means nothing about you. That's just Hashem gave it to you, gave you that particular skill or that particular, you know, strength. So why would we be praiseworthy of someone who is born with a certain, you know, a certain God-given ability? It must be that in order to praise the person, it only makes sense if we're praising the person for something that they worked on themselves, that they gained themselves. And that has to be the only Hakol B'di Shemayim, Chutz Miyiras Shemayim, right? Everything was given to everything Hashem controls except for Yiras Shemayim, except for how much, you know, you have your own Yiras Shemayim. That's up to you to control. So since that's up to you to control, Ezeu HaGibor, who's the strong man that we praise for his strength, is the Kovish Es Yitzroi, is the one that can be, he's Kovish Es Yitzer, and he displays his Yiras Shemayim, so therefore he's the one that's the Gibor, because that he works on himself, that's not given to him on a silver platter. But then he says a further thing. He says, you know, that there's a certain Gvura has a limit, right? Because there's a certain battle that you could win, and then there's a certain point where Gvura ends at some point, right? So he says, though, that the Gvura of Kovish Es Yitzroi never ends. There's always a point where you need to keep on working on being Kovish Es Yitzroi, because we know that a person is fighting the Yetzer Hara their entire life. Right, as it says by Yaakov Avinu, that Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. Yaakov finally wanted to like relax. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, this world is not the place to relax. This world is the place to fight. This first world is the place to try to defeat your Yetzer Hara. After you've defeated your Yetzer Hara, while you're constantly fighting against the Yetzer Hara, that's what this world is all about. This world is not about relaxing. So you're always fighting. And Rav Shach has a piece where he explains this concept. Amazing. He says, because the Gemara says really, that Ilmole HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizroi, right? The Gemara says that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not help us defeat the Yetzer Hara, we would not be able to defeat the Yetzer Hara either by ourselves. So Rav Shach asks a question. He says, I don't understand. Why does Hashem make the world this way? The whole point of the creation is for us to defeat the Yetzer Hara, but really you can't do it. It's really, by definition, impossible to ever do it without Siyata Dishmaya. So it's a very strange concept. We're put in this world for a mission, beat the Yetzer Hara. Oh, by the way, it's impossible for you to actually do it, but I'm going to have to help you. So we might have Shach. Well, say, Rishach says like this, because the purpose, not just of creation, was to defeat the Yetzer Hara. The purpose of every day in your life is to defeat the Yetzer Hara. If there's a point where you've won, so you don't have to be here anymore. You're already done. The point, then, that's Olam Haba. Olam Haba is to bask in the victory. Olam Haza is to be victorious. You've got to win every day. You got to be engaged in the battle. That's what this world's about. So he says like this. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it in a way that you can never defeat the enemy fully. Because if you defeat the enemy fully, then you'll die. If you've already defeated the Yetzer Hara, to the point there's no challenge, so there's no point in living. So Hashem said, even the biggest tzaddik, you never really won. Because you always need Siyata Dishmaya. And Hashem says, you know what? If I see that you've gotten to a level that whatever challenge you had yesterday is not a challenge for you anymore, then Hashem takes away a little bit of the Siyata Dishmaya and he makes you work a little harder. You know, it's like when you're when you're teaching a kid how to ride a bike. So first you have training wheels, and you take off one, you take off the other. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's helping us along, but the minute that he sees that we're successful, he wants us to try harder ourselves. So he takes away a little bit of the siyata d'shmaya. Now work harder, but there's never a point where you've won and now the enemy is defeated. Okay? That's what Shach says, and Shach says a great var. He says, that's pshat in the Gemara. That the Gemara says that la'asad lava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring out the Yetzirah, and the Rishayim are going to cry, and the Tzaddikim are going to cry. Zev zev bunchen, they're both going to cry. So why are they going to cry? The Tzaddikim are going to cry because they're going to say, wow, this mountain of Yetzirah, this mountain we were able to defeat, I didn't even realize. And the Rosh is going to cry because he's going to say, my Yetzirah was this big, and I couldn't even defeat that. So Rosh Hashanah says it's just the opposite. The tzaddik has no yitzhar. Look at the tzaddik. You think Rav Aaron Leib Steinman was had a yitzhar this big? Well, he didn't care. And the Rosh, he has a yitzhar. He's involved in all sorts of stuff. So he says it's the opposite. The Rosh never even won his first battle. He never tried. So really, he has lots of siyata d'shmaya, this big, this much siyata d'shmaya. His yitzhar is only this big. But he never got over that hump. So he's been fighting that one little piece of yitzhar his whole life. So the tzaddik, the yitzhar that the Rosh is fighting with, he already defeated that yitzhar. So now he got less siyata d'shmaya. So his yitzhar got harder, and he's defeating that. And then to the point that his yitzhar is huge, but he already won. He already beat all that. So that's the idea, and that's why Rav Chaim Volozhiner says it says Ezer Agibor Hakoyvesh Es Yitzro, not Asher Kavash Es Yitzro. It doesn't say that you were Kovesh your Yitzah, because it's never over. If the Gibor is, he's Kovesh in the Hove, he's constantly being Kovesh Es Yitzro because the battle never stops. Okay, he says Rak Hagvur Shib Yad Adam Hainu Hakoyvesh Es Yitzro, and he says. It's a constant battle, etc. Okay? And that's why it says, and that's why it says also the Pasuk, that you're constantly in that. This reminds me of another part I heard Mishim Revolva. Also very simple, right? Because the pasuk which is brought is also in the Hove, right? Tov erech apayim migibor u'moshel beruchoy. He's a moshel. So a similar part, Revolva, I heard Moshe Revolva, he said one time, he said, how does a person know that their challenge is unique? You know, sometimes people come and say, I'm just like everyone else. But how do you know? Every person has a unique challenge in this world, and you cannot compare your situation or your challenge to anybody else's. So I've always used to say, and I'll bring you a proof, because you're alive. Because if your challenge was the same as the other person's, then what did I need you for? Hashem says, I don't need you to do the same thing that I hired someone else to do. He's doing that already. So if he's doing that, then what do I need you for? Obviously to do what you're supposed to do. Any good employer doesn't hire two people to do the exact same job, right? So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us on this world, then we have a unique mission which does not apply to anybody else. That's our mission. It's not anybody else's. Anyway, regardless, so that's the vart of Ezeo HaGibor HaKoyvesh Es Yitzre, unbelievable pshat. Okay, that you have to be constantly bekoivish as Yitzhak. You have to be constantly engaged in the battle of the Yitzhara, so that you know you're constantly winning, and you're constantly fighting, and you're constantly in the trenches. Okay, and don't wait for the moment of relaxation. But you have to understand that every single one of us has experienced this. This is not just a Dvar Torah. This is what we experience. Certain things that we look around to our friends, that may be a challenge, and to us it's not. I don't even struggle with that thing that my friend struggles with. Right? My friend may be struggling with whatever. Going to shul, not going to shul, learning this, not learning certain halachas, Shabbos, kashrut. that's not my struggle. But then I look to someone else and say, whoa, I'm struggling with things that he's not struggling with, right? So Rav Dessler explains this. Rav Dessler says, because Hashem gives, every person is fighting on a specific battle front, right? When you're fighting a war, the territory you've conquered, you're not fighting that anymore. You won that already. But it doesn't mean the war is over. It just means you've moved your battle front to another location, right? So if when a person is, let's say, becoming a Baal Tshuva, for example, so at the beginning, they're struggling with Shabbos. All right. So after a while, it's not even a question anymore. Shabbos. I'm gonna turn on the television on Shabbos. So, but maybe the struggle now is should I turn on the television on weekday? maybe that's the struggle, right? So the struggle moves over. Okay, it's not about kashrus anymore. You know, but now it's about Lashon Hara. And now it's about tefillin. Now it's about davening. And at some point, no, that's not my struggle anymore. All right? So we are experiencing this. And we do grow every year. And maybe we don't even know from one day to the next, or from even one year to the next, did we actually succeed in moving the battlefront? That's really what it's about. It's not about, I have no more nisyonos. I don't have any tests. I'm not challenged anymore. The opposite. If you don't feel challenged, something's wrong. If you don't feel challenged, that means you're not fighting, right? So that means you're comfortable with the territory you've received, and you've surrendered the property that you could gain, right? You could always gain more. So you got to constantly be moving the battlefront, the battlefield. That means that there will be territory that you will have conquered. You also have to remember that means that there's territory you're not up to yet. This territory you may not be up to yet. Maybe your struggle is not, you know, Rav David Pravarsky's struggle, or Shiva Ivanovich, that he said that he had a chavrusa. I remember because I spoke to his chavrusa stayed in my house one time. He had a chavrusa for 50 years, from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. We would learn every day. And this chavrusa, he stayed in my house one time in Miami. He was here. And he told me that Rav David told him, he said, I was his chavrusa for the last 15 of those years. 4 o'clock didn't mean he rolled in at 4:02. It meant 4:00 on the clock every day for 15 years. He never, Friday night, Shabbos, so it was never a day. And it wasn't 4:01, it wasn't 4:02. He was known to be extremely punctual. But the point was, there, David said, he said, don't think, I got used to it. No, every day it was. So maybe my struggle is not Rav David Pravarsky's struggle, like, am I going to get up at 4 a.m. right now to learn? Fine, I'm not up to that. That's not my battlefield. But my battlefield is also not what I was struggling with last year. That can make us feel good. Look, I've conquered a certain territory now. I'm not struggling with that anymore. I'm good. But you have to know where is, Rav Dessler says, the whole avodah is to realize where is your, he calls it the nekuda sabachira. What is the nekuda that your bechira is struggling with? There's certain things, I'm not being boicher anymore about kashrus. I keep kosher, and I do, and I don't struggle with it. So I'm not even using my bechira necessarily to fight that battle. And the things which I'm not holding by, I'm not either. So our primary nekuda of bechira is on our battlefront. So now is a great time of the year to actually sit back and think for a minute, or maybe more than a minute, how to approach the Yom Neroim and say, look, I got to identify a little bit my battlefront. And maybe look, I don't know about last year, but maybe 2 years ago, 3 years, am I still fighting the same stuff? Am I still on that battlefield? If Erev Rosh Hashanah, I wrote down, sometimes I do this, you know, I write down Erev Rosh Hashanah the things that I want to, and sometimes I'll look at last year's, but sometimes I'll look at, and maybe I'll get a little depressed, like, I'm not much better than I was last year. Still saying the same things that I was saying last year, I'm trying to improve in the same things I was trying to improve last year. But I look at the stuff that I wrote 5 years ago, and then maybe I do see that, you know, maybe I'm not in the same, you know, maybe I did move my battle front a little forward. So that's really what we have to identify. Realize our successes in our previous battles, realize where we're not up to yet, and then identify the nekuda, the bechira, to determine what is really our struggle. And that's really the stuff we have to be focused on. All right?
Zaku Baruch.
Thank you.
So the graph.